Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers, and they could earn a trip to the national finals at the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead, be the one who powers their dreams, and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.
Cam Ward reminds him of all business guy, you know, where successful quarterbacks, and I was wondering if it reminds you of the late 80s Hurricanes, even the early 80s Hurricanes. Doesn't matter how much they're down, or maybe it's just him. Maybe it's not the team. Doesn't matter how much they're down or what point it is during the game. He's composed. He doesn't ever get rattled. Even if he does something great, he doesn't get overjoyed. Like, does it remind you at all of the 80s teams you were on?
Well, I think it's any player that achieves, you know, his status. I think you're confident in your abilities. You just kind of think you run out. Your 60 minutes of a game runs out, and you're always winning. But he, you know, when it was 38-10, I don't think there was a lot of confidence going on that side of the sidelines. I think that, you know, then he started looking for Restrepo, and man, I tell you what. He's not the biggest guy. He might be one of the smallest on the field. That dude made some catches. It didn't matter if he was getting lit up, and he knew he was getting lit up, and he made some tough grabs. He made some clutch grabs, and it was like Cam knew when it really came down to it, he was throwing a number seven, and number seven was coming up big for him, and did basically for a quarter and a half. I mean, it was fun. I thought you were going down the route, I will say, when it was about 1:30 in the morning in the middle of the game, and I don't ever change my watch time. It's always on East Coast time. I mean, Hawk, I was exhausted. I was like old guy, old broadcaster exhausted up in the booth. I ain't going to lie.
You got a Red Bull. You got to have something. You have some Celsius or something.
You know what? I should have thought about that, but Cal was a Pepsi stadium. And normally with the Pepsi stadium, it's the only time I would ever drink Mountain Dew. But they didn't even have no Dew, so I don't mess with Pepsi. So I'm a Coke guy. So I
right was, after my own heart. I do not understand someone who knowingly chooses Pepsi over Coke.
No, it's awful.
Hey, Gino, talking about just calm, and my thing about Cam, when he throws a touchdown, he goes back to the sideline, gets on the phone, talks to a coach, or gets on the iPad. If he throws a pick six, goes back to the sideline, gets on the phone, gets to a coach, and talks, you know, looks at the iPad. Even Shannon Dawson, I was impressed by their play calling. It wasn't a panicked, let's go five wide now. We're down by 20+. They still ran their offense. And that damn all-go special that everybody loves, you quarterbacks love that damn all-go special. That's what Restrepo caught for the 77-yarder. I saw it coming when Restrepo lined up at the three. Like, speak on Shannon Dawson's play calling when you're down by that much.
I think that he's been great. He seems like he's, you know, similar to Cam. He's very calm on the sidelines. He doesn't really get too excited. Always sticks to the plan. You know, I thought early, you know, listen, and I told you the risk of the game. It was a 10:30 start. Cal had a bye week. Justin Wilcox is a head coach because he's a great defensive mind. And I thought they would, you know, listen, they could run into a buzzsaw here. And that's exactly what happened. I thought early on we could have leaned more on the run because I thought our O-line could have overpowered Cal a little bit. So I think that we just didn't have a chance. I mean, it was crazy. I'm at halftime, Channing, Cal had run 19 plays and they had 21 points. Uh-huh. I mean, it was like, wait a sec, Cal doesn't even have as many plays. They have more points than they have plays, and they made the big plays, but they never, you know, like you said, they never kind of flinched and just kept slinging it. I think there was a lot of coaching moments for UM. You know, I called Lamar on Monday, and I said, if I ever threw you two deep posts and it was touchdown and you let the ball hit you in the belly and the DB just swiped it down, bro, we got problems. I said, we're fighting on the sideline because if I throw a ball as pretty as that, you better go up and catch it as high as point, because that could have been two touchdowns earlier in the game for Cam. And then defensively, I just, man, it's we've given up some big plays. I know we're supposedly ranked number one in the ACC. I just that concerns me. The offense doesn't concern me because it seems like they got it together and can pull it together. I think defensively, it's just you want to be more consistent and not give up those big plays.
Is that what you would be worried about? If you're the coaching staff now, they're on a bye week, but if you're the coaching staff now, you're preparing for Louisville on the 19th. Is that what you'd be worried about most?
Yeah, I think you get to a game like when it's 38 to 10, 8 minutes to go in the third. I know as me, I'd be thinking about 4 minute offense and just taking the air out of the ball and just basically Miami wouldn't have another opportunity to get the ball, just shorten the game, especially with the clock changes with college football. You know, the clock doesn't change as much. You can eat a bunch of it away. That would be my concern. I also think my concern was for Cal is that all go route that Channing loves. I used to love running all go and 2 minute drill. And I would turn around and tell the running back, do not block, just give me a split second and turn around as a delay, because he knows in two-minute drill, linebackers love flying out deep, and they love trying to cover the pass. You throw a little pass 2 yards downfield, dude turns around, and it's 10 to 15 plus, and the number 24 on Cal's team, dude was the fastest dude on the field. I mean, it was unbelievable how fast that young – he was only a sophomore from Oakland. And that was really my concern in the second half, was they just threw the ball to 24 and let him run because nobody on our defense could stop him.
And, you know, having this bye week, they talk about Andy Reid all the time. Andy Reid's win percentage after coming off a bye week is crazy. Is it that now the good coaches have 2 weeks to plan for that next game? Or is it that they have the opportunity to fix their problems while planning for the next game?
I think with what they were doing is they put in stuff they hadn't done. Maybe they had done it in 2 days. Maybe they worked on it in spring camp, so they had a little bit of a grasp. But I think that they gave looks to Cam defensively that they hadn't run, and vice versa on offense. I think that there was a couple plays, you know, in the first half where I saw Cam kind of going like this. And you know as well as I do, if a quarterback's looking to both sides of the field, you're really not seeing either side of it. You really kind of just look to the safeties. All right, it's going to be one, and I know I got man coverage of some kind, and I can go to the other side. And I thought him looking to both sides, I thought they had him confused at times. And I think that's what guys do on bye weeks. If I was on Miami's team right now, I used to hate bye weeks. I mean, when Jimmy and Dennis were here, especially this early in the season, man, it was hard. I mean, we practiced harder than we played on Saturdays. I don't know if you can still do that.
Probably not allowed to.
Yeah, with the limited. I mean, heck, they don't even have 2-a-days nowadays. I know this, that at least, and even listening to Mario and Joe Rose, he sounded a little fired up. I don't know if they did win. But it sounded like there's enough to correct there to have some hard practices for a week.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
The days are getting shorter, but the lights couldn't be brighter. This time of year, baseball is different, and the whole world is watching. All of the clutch hits, the game-saving grabs, the plays at the plate, and the head-first slides under the tag. That's peak baseball. Experience all of the autumn action. It's postseason season. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.